Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter, December wheat, 6.06 down a half. Soft December, 5.39 and three quarters, up one and a half. December corn, 3.75 down a quarter. July, 4.02 and a half, down one. November soybeans, 10.32 and a quarter, down 10 and three quarters. July, 10.56 down 13 and a quarter. December soybean meal, 389.30 down 7.90. December soybean oil, 34.02 down 16. October live cattle, 169.82 and a half, up 82 and a half. October feeders, 239.72 and a half, up 87 and a half. And December lean hogs are 88.32 and a half, and they're down 27 and one half. Guarantee your seats at our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference on November 24th. We got straight talk from our U of I experts on the ARC-PLC decision, crop insurance and farmland values in 2015, and all of our on-air analysts will be on hand to bring you the latest on marketing corn and soybeans and cash grain ideas. Get your tickets today for the meeting at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus by calling 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. Tickets are just $25 and include lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
One day left before the end of the month. Take a look at the monthly charts, and one would have to be pretty impressed if you are a bull with key hook reversals higher, both there sitting to be had in soybeans and corn.
Yeah, there are going to be outside months to the upside, which just glancing at the charts is the first time we've done that is, December 08. So it's been 4 years or so before we've had one of these big outside monthly gains up. That's the way we're going to finish out the month anyway.
So going forward, let me have squint my eyes and look at the crystal ball. Take us through, what does it imply?
Well, I'm done for the year. I got what I wanted out of the rally, so I'm done. But you do have to accept the fact that we do have plentiful supply around. We've got a mess in logistics, we could stay inside the October price range for 2-3 months. In a way, that's kind of what we did back in after we posted the reversal to the upside on corn in December of 08. We basically spent several months. We didn't take that high out. I guess we did take it out a little bit in early January, but then we fell back. But then the market really didn't come to life until May and June, and then she reversed down, and we went down into the fall months. So we could stay inside this range for quite a while. It probably depends upon how demand works its way through the marketplace over the winter months. But farmers still own a lot of inventory, and until the market absorbs that inventory in the form of hedge pressure, it's going to be pretty hard to get a lot out of this unless we get into a serious weather problem, probably, in South America.
There's a wide range of opinions how long it's going to take this transportation snarl to unwind. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's kind of outside of my expertise, but it will get unwound. But yeah, it's going to take a while. I mean, it's just going to take a while, and you know what's going to make it, you know, what's making it worse is the big supply that we have that we produce this year. So, I mean, I haven't been up north for a while, but I understand there's just piles and piles and piles of corn all over the place. So, you know, unless we better have a cold winter, or otherwise we could have a mess on our hands with a lot of these corn piles. So it's going to take a while to work out. That's all I can tell you. It's going to take a while.
Well, we have two things going on. Today there were a number of elevators who are saying, all I want today is beans. I don't want to see a single corn kernel today, but I need beans bad.
Well, some do. Then others say they're out of beans. Other places will say, well, we're about ready to be filled up on beans and we'll be done taking beans. So it depends upon everyone's individual area. I do know that Decatur is using beans daily. You know, they're using corn daily. They're a big animal down there that gobbles through a lot of inventory. I mean, that's the good thing about being a farmer in Central Illinois is you got a big hole down there that needs to be fed every day. So I think there's some pretty good bean bids yet to be had, I guess, depending upon which elevator you work with.
What about 15 sales? Does a 15 sale in soybean be warranted in here?
Well, the question is, do you want to be bearish for 15? And, you know, if you assume that we're going to have a favorable South American crop and we're going to have a favorable U.S. crop, there's downside risk here in both 15 corn and 15 beans. Now, how much, I don't know. But I suppose if the bear, you know, gets rolling again, he could probably knock the beans down a buck and a half pretty easy, and he could probably take 50 cents out of the corn market. Depending upon, but I know the balance sheets and, you know, the supply demand people that work balance sheets, it can kind of look a little burdensome out there if we have, you know, good favorable weather. But that's the key. Are we going to have good favorable weather? And, you know, that's going to play out. Now, from a cyclical point of view, I guess I could probably argue that the window is open for some bullish events to come along over the next several months, but you can't really bet on anything like that. But I do think the cyclical window is open for the fundamentals to start tilting back toward the bull side rather than the bear side. I mean, we've had a two-year bear market. We've come down to multi-year lows. So if supply and demand is supposed to work like it's supposed to, and I know nothing works like the textbook, but we should be, you know, finding new demand down here someplace, and somehow supply is going to get shortened up somewhere, you know.
Well, the bean demand has been pretty good, and we're hearing more and more from different places that some of our traditional corn buyers are finally returning.
Mm-hmm. But we got a lot of crop.
Yes, we do.
We got a big crop, and it's going to take a while for us to work through it.
What else before we let you go today, then?
No, that's about it. That's about all I have is that, you know, I think the market has given us a decent rally. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of guys needed to get some stuff sold, and, you know, I think you know, these are some of the biggest monthly gains that we've seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. And now, from a chart point of view, you know, we're good. That monthly reversal is, you know, does look good from a technical perspective. But at the moment, I don't visualize any fundamental change around that's going to, you know, propel that to a much higher level unless we get into South American weather problems.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. December corn, 375 and three quarters, up a half. March, 388.5 unchanged. July, 403.75 up a quarter. November soybeans, 10.34 1/4 down 8 3/4. July, 10.58 down 11 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.